Y'all white people in the night, huh? Y'all just... It is chocolate sundaes. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Where you guys from? This group right here. Where you guys from? You. Oh. You're from Portland. Where are you from? I mean, well, clearly. I'm from New York, you know, and in New York, I never met an Armenian in my life until I moved here. Then I moved, yeah, in New York, I never met an Armenian. You know, I'm from the hood, I'm in the South Bronx, you know? And when I moved here, I was like, who are these people? You know, like, and my friend was like, what do you mean? I was like, they just be at Starbucks all day taking shots of coffee. And they got the nicest cars, but no hairlines. And they always stare at me, but they never say anything. But I know they want some. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I dated an Armenian dude. It was weird. We lasted like 1 month. It was real weird. Because he would like say stuff and be like, listen, I don't mean to offend you, okay? Just listen, okay? Wait. Listen. I want to tell you something, okay? And I'm like, what? I want to have sex. That's called being a gentleman? Yeah, but he was like this big. I'm like, listen, fam. I want to be nasty. Armenians, you guys talk with your hands a lot. It's like you say half the sentence and the rest is this. And we're supposed to just know. What are you doing tonight? I'm going. I had this older Armenian lady. She cursed me out in traffic because I cut her off. I had like my car had gotten hit and I had like a rental. It was like a Kia. I was driving like a little Kia. And this lady, this older Armenian woman, she's at the light and she just has her signal on, but she won't fucking turn. And it's like five blocks down, her signal on, she not fucking turning. Like she forgot the fucking signal was on, right? She's just driving. So she was just driving so slow and I'm late for work, so I cut her the fuck off, right? And I realized you can't do that. This motherfucker met me at the light, the next light, rolled down her window and cursed me the fuck out. She said, what are you doing? You don't cut me. You can't cut me. I'm driving Mercedes Benz. You're driving Kia. You don't cut people this car. You don't cut people this car. You don't. I cut you. You don't cut me. Why do you like this, eh? Why? I said, miss, I don't got time for you today. I have time for you. You hear me? So she pissed me off, so I cut her off again. This motherfucker sped past me and like went in front of my car like a T, like I couldn't move. Stopped her car at the light and got out the car and said, I asked you, what's wrong with you, huh? Why do you keep cutting me? Why? What do you want? You're not happy with life, huh? Huh? I rolled my window down. She looked at me. She goes, oh, you're such a beautiful girl. What do you cut? Huh? Oh, I know what you cut. You don't have husband. I said, why would you say that? Because husband don't let you drive Kia. No good husband. He don't let you drive. She wound up being really sweet. I found out she was a nanny, and then she had my daughter for like 3 years. She was like the nanny for my daughter for 3 years. She was really sweet. She used to cook for me all the time. Every time I pick my daughter up, she would have like food. Like, you need food, you hungry? I cook. I said, what's your name? I'm Rose. I said, what's your real name? You can't pronounce. Why I tell you? Why I tell you waste time? No, I love her. I'm still friends with her to this day. She tried to hook me up with her son too. You don't have husband. My son don't have wife. He need papers. I pay good. See. Listen, I paid good. You buy Mercedes, right? She's so sweet. I still talk to her. She's coming. I need a. Maybe. I like you. You don't know shit until you got teenage daughters. You don't know shit until you got teenage. You don't punch them, bitch. They eat your shit. Kids eat your fucking shit knowing it ain't theirs. That's the shit I fucking hate. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna bring up the next comedian. I don't like this shit. Don't touch my fucking food. It's not yours. Then you ask them, why did you eat my food? Oh, I know it was yours, but you knew it wasn't yours, you knew it wasn't yours. Why you wear my sweater? Oh, that's your sweater? I know it was your sweater, but you knew it wasn't your motherfucking sweater, right, motherfucker? I hate them. Y'all talking loud. Shut the fuck up. I don't know who it is or where it is, but shut the fuck up. Goddamn. They up there loud. Yeah, my daughter be doing that too. It's okay. Shut the fuck up. Goddamn.
That off.
Round of applause to DJ Sidekick, one of the hottest DJs in the country. I got some birthday shout outs. We got some birthdays. Let me say some birthdays real quick. Okay, go on down. Period. Happy birthday, Miranda. Miranda, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Sunny Big Booty Judy. What the fuck is that? Can we see? Stand up, big booty. How you gonna give us that name and don't wanna show nobody? Big booty Judy, you got your titties out. Come on now, show it. Judy. Judy. Hey. Judy. Judy. No, I'm kidding. That's your thing? No, we don't.
Hey.
Big Booty Judy don't want to. Big Booty Judy don't want to.
We need a birthday song.
Okay.
Come on, Booty.
Hey, come on.
It's your birthday, B.
Get up. Lonnie gonna kill us. Lonnie gonna kill us. You know that, right? What you mean, come on, Takara? We ain't finna do none of that shit. I know I can. I don't want to. Every time I come on stage, you wanna play some twerking music. I don't want, no. I was excited about it. All right, we gonna keep this comedy straight. We still got more comedy. Y'all ready for more comedy? Y'all good? Everybody good? Y'all good? You cool? You good? Fuck. What the fuck? I'm okay. I'm gonna go over there. You good, titties? Some shit's out, bitch. God damn. What size are you? You gotta think about it? God damn, bro. A 44 triple D. Girl, listen, bitch. Y'all gotta shut the fuck up. Y'all loud. Shh. It's up top. Y'all gotta shut the fuck. Y'all gonna have this South Bronx come out. Y'all better chill. Yeah, I'm from the South Bronx. Yeah. From the hood, right in the projects. Philadelphia. Ooh, okay. White people always want to say that shit. I'm from the Bronx. I'm from Philadelphia. And he got his wine with his pinky up, Philadelphia. I'm from Philly. If you want to be cool, Philly. Biggest tipper. All right, we're going to keep, y'all got to, I don't know who's talking, y'all got to bring it down. Y'all talking real loud, like y'all just, what y'all, just this whole group right here, what y'all celebrating? A birthday, happy birthday. I'm the birthday person, the quietest motherfucker in here. And the friend's drunk as fuck. Like, that's me. That's me on my friend's birthday. Okay, it's everybody's birthday at some point this year, okay? I got a time to be sitting here going about everybody's motherfucking birthday, bitch. Birthday. I like, I don't have time. Shit.
And now everybody want to be born. Like, we get it. It's your birthday. Oh.
Good. You sipping? I know. Oh, it's wine. Oh, wine will get you fucked up. Oh no, you sip on wine enough, you be fucked up with wine. All the Hennessy drinkers in here, bitch. We don't give a fuck about, bitch. We're the cognac, bitch. Where that? You drunk bitches in the back. Bitch, wine. Oh, grow up. Who the fuck? What are you, 90? Who the fuck drink? Because black people different. A white man, you can drink wine. But a black man drinking wine, we gonna... shit you got going on in your life. What the fuck? Nigga take you to dinner. He like, let me get a glass of wine. She gonna be like, You got your little pinky up? Shit, I'm fucked up. He can't do that. He can't do that shit. You can't do that. Why? We can't do that. If you don't really want the drink, you got to order some hard shit. Like, let me get a French Connection. You know what that is, right? That's Grand Marnier and cognac. That's it. That's all you. I had some no more. That shit gave me a little titty hair. I can't do that.